Well, good morning and welcome to each of you. It's good to have you here this morning. For our congregation, over the last couple of months, we've been taking a vote on Sundays for our favorite song of the year 2010. We started off with about 40, and our choir and music ministry team voted it down to the top five. And then you selected three of the top five. So we're going to do those songs for you today. And we're going to begin with a song that placed number three. And it's a song that is was written by Gerald Crabb of the Crabb family. It was arranged by Bradley Knight. It was published by Prism Music. And Jimmy Brown is our soloist. I don't know about you, but for those of us who have ever been in a fire, it's God that will take us through that fire. That's the title of that song, Through the Fire. All of these songs today are meant to be an encouragement to you. They're not meant to be for show. They are meant to lead us in worship. And we begin with a great song, Through the Fire.
Certain circumstances and things I could not understand. Many times in trial, weakness blurred my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken. And I've never had to stand one test alone. Then I think of all my victories, and spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy. Not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time.
So remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, adversary says give in. Just hold on. My God will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. I know within myself that I would surely perish. If I trust the hand of God, He'll shield me from the flames again. Never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory without fighting, but he said it would always come in time, in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of down, and the adversary said, give in, just hold on. My God will show up, yes He will, and He will take you through fire again. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary said, give in, just hold on. My God will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. Just hold on, my God will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. Again, through the fire again.
Two song, the first runner-up song, is a great song for today's world and time. Never before has we have Christians been called upon to stand before our Lord, to stand for Him every day. This is a song that was written by a young man named Ray Bolts. It was arranged by Camp Kirkland. It was published by Word Music. And it's a favorite tune. It's an encouraging tune. It's a challenging tune that says, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Mark Miller does the solo. Bill Miller will do the narration.
Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Those whom the Son has set free are free indeed. Yet, freedom has always had its detractors, and persecution has always been the plague of the liberators. It falls to all of us who claim the Master to rise up as freedom's great advocates, and in doing so, regardless of the cost or sacrifices, regardless of the persecution or the penalty, we pledge. In a day of increasing compromise and diminishing commitment, we freely make a solemn obligation. We pledge allegiance, our loyalty, a singular offer of a sacred trust. We pledge allegiance to the Lamb, the true source of liberty and justice for all.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God they would not deny. Like a great angelic choir sings, I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have come and the years have gone, and the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world and embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the Son of God to give us life, till the trumpet sounds on the final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all our strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. With all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Sing it with me.
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
This last song that we sing, you voted as the number one song for the year 2010. And I'm glad you did, because it just so happens it's my favorite song, too. I know y'all hear me say that. Every song we ever sing is my favorite, and we sure did get close this morning, I'm going to tell you. But this song was written by Eddie James. Arranged and orchestrated by Bradley Knight. That's two of the three that were arranged and orchestrated this morning by Bradley Knight. He's a 26-year-old phenom who loves the Lord and just does incredible music. It was published by Prism Music Company, Jack Price, the president, and we have the privilege of presenting this song this morning. Pam Sweat will be our soloist. And from the music department and the worship ministry of Holly Springs Baptist Church, we want to present to the church a plaque stating this song called I Am as the 2010 Song of the Year. Pastor?
Yes, sir.
From all of us
Amen,
to you,
my brother.
We present this plaque, and we do it with love and gratitude as we say thank you for allowing us to do this.
Amen.
This,
and won't you join with me, folks? Isn't this a great sight behind me?
Amen.
You know? Doug, you're doing an incredible job. God's using you in a big and incredible way, and we're praying for you, and I thank God for these folks. I enjoy just letting me get back there and yodel with them when I can and sing, and I thank you, my brothers,
Amen.
Very much.
Amen.
As they come to sing this song, we come to this table. 89 different times. You will hear the phrase, I am. You see, Moses was tending to the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, just at the base of Mount Horeb. God was about to call this man to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And God was going to do it in such an incredible theophany. It's a Greek word, it's a theological word that simply means an appearance of God in nature. And in this case, it was going to be in a bush that was burning. But the bush was not consumed. Moses walked by that bush, and he heard the voice of God. God commanded Moses, here's what you're to do. And he told him that you're going to be the one to lead my children out of bondage and slavery in Egypt. And when that happened, Moses looked into that bush, and he said, who are you that are calling me? He knew him as Lord, but he says, I need your personal name. And to be asked to give a personal name was so powerful. God said to this, to Moses, he says, you tell the people that I am has sent you. Now, when you look at that in the Septuagint, that is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, there are two words there, also in Hebrew, but in two words in Greek. Ego, that's not the waffle, and I, me. Both words mean I. Whenever they are used together, they refer to the very name of God, I am. In your translation, in Exodus chapter 3, I am is in full caps. That's why. He is the great I am. Big word, we call it the tetragrammaton, the four consonants. God gave to Moses his personal name. And that personal name is four Hebrew consonants. There are no vowels in Hebrew. YHWH. We have transliterated, which means to pronounce it in English, like it says in the original language, into the word that we translate as Yahweh or Jehovah. Yahweh is the holy, powerful name of God. And folks, the modern day Jew will not say that name. And you've heard me say it from this pulpit. I seldom use the term Yahweh unless I'm in the pulpit. Because that is the holy name of God that God gave to Moses. 89 times in what you're about to hear, you will hear who the great I am is. Oh, wow. Listen to the words as the choir sings this incredible teaching. I am.
Three. I am your tabernacle. I am your jubilee. And today I'm your freedom. This day.